A really interesting thing growing up here was that we're so close to Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I grew up always being aware of was when the siren went off. So if someone escaped from Ocala, we heard the siren. And Mom would look out, and we'd be playing on the road or in the bush. And you came in when the siren went, because it was obvious. And cop cars would often come down the road and sit down there.
Yeah.
And one year there was a well-known criminal. I forget how we knew about him. And
three-time loser or something.
Yeah, and the siren went off, and Mom made sure we were in the house, and we stayed in the house until the cops came and told us it was clear. So that was something. And they used to tell us that they'd come this way towards us from Ocala because of the swamp. And so the swamp in your mind as a child was just this horrible place where all the prisoners would go and hide until they could escape from Ocala. And that's that swamp at the corner of Royal Oak and Deer Lake Parkway there. That is a beautiful swamp, but it was, we always had horrifying visions of the prisoners being sunk into the swamp.
You know, they had farms at the base of, did you know about the farms down below the Calo prison? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what they used to jump the fence
at. Oh, I see. Was that a political issue? I've heard other people say that there were debates about keeping Ocala, getting rid of it. Was that something you entered into at all?
Say that again.
I've heard people say that there were ongoing debates about keeping Ocala, getting rid of Ocala.
Oh, there had been for years, but it was 2 years less a day, and the federal prison was over in Westminster Lake.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they wanted to get rid of it. Well,
did you weigh in, though, at all? Or did
not
you?
At all. But we were affected by one escapee. He was supposed to be on his way this way. And I had to go to work at night, and I had to get my brother-in-law in, and I had a rifle. And he came and stayed with the wife and kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, they went through there. They had Mounties. They had the police. And going through there, right close together, to walk through there to get this guy.
Hmm.
But they never did get anybody. I guess he was gone.
It could be a little frightening.
But it was, it was a scary kind of a thing.
And there were prisoners that should have been at the other prison, more hardcore, that they ended up keeping at Ocala. And I think that's when it became a real controversy.
Well, they used to hang them at Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a big part of growing up, knowing that Ocala was right there. I'd forgotten.
I suppose when it went in, the population was just too low to voice opposition to it. It'd
be interesting to know when. I bet it went in around 1900 or something. You know,
I can't recall.
Maybe before that.
Yeah. It was a little bit later than that, but
was it?
It was still fairly early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other issues?
I was trying to think of...
You know, City Hall going in the mid-50s, the new City Hall.
Yeah, my friend lived in the park, they had to move because the new City Hall expanded. She was right at the top of the hill there on Deer Lake Avenue. And that was, so they were expropriated. And I remember learning about expropriation and when Perry's had to move. And then when this other road went in, that seemed to open up a lot, the road from Royal Oak and became Deer Lake Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to end just down by Green Tree Village. You went through on Gilpin, and then they pushed that road through when Shannon was little. So a lot more traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to make, the plans were years ago to put Gilpin through here.
Yeah, this street
was originally
supposed to go
through. But then they linked it up with Mosscroft, made a lot more sense.
And do you recall at all whether there was sort of a process that went through if a new road was going to be pushed in and land used for different purposes? Was there any kind of consultation?
The only one that I know of was the one that involved us, and they wanted to put Foreglen. The grade on the Oak Street was too much.
Royal Oak,
even Willingdon here, on a big snow, trucks were all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to put a lesser grade, so they're going to bring a thing called Foreglen. Comes down just below the top of the hill, comes down on an angle like this, and was going to angle and come down here and become part of Pioneer. And then we went to the meeting. They had a thing made up like, you know, artist conception. And that's when we knew that they maybe wanted to come through the middle of our house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we wondered what was going to happen.
Yeah, so you went to city council
Yeah, but by that time we were here, and we'd already... we'd already said that, yeah, if we're going to have to build here, if that's the way we have to build, we'll have to give that permission.
But you complained? You went to a council meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then it never did. It ended up changing anyway.
There weren't too many to complain, though.
No, there wasn't a large amount of people around to complain at that point, because there was still the fields and...
But I guess up here, I would have taken a few houses up here.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe you could tell me too, just really briefly, your neighbor now, of course, is a very large church. Do you recall when that went in? I think it was maybe early 60s?
I think the first building went in the early 60s.
That would be Willingdon Church.
Yeah, maybe 59, because we used to play in the foundation when they were building it. It was really fun. And then they bought the property further south, and then it just grew and grew, and then they'd tear down another part and build up another part until it got as huge as it is now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a big influence in our life, the traffic, the change of getting in and out of our street,
mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing.
And I suppose going back to your childhood and your middle life, that you probably didn't get the traffic noise that you get now.
Oh, no, not. And the freeway, this is interesting. I was in Girl Guides, so I would have been in grade 6 at Inman. And we had our fire making badges where the freeway is now.
Oh.
So the freeway hadn't gone through. Willingdon went through.
Yeah.
And then we pulled over right now, right down at the Still Creek, right down there. And that's where we all did our fire making badges, because the freeway wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't long after that, I guess, that the freeway went in.
Mm-hmm.
But so we used that area for that. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. And the bus system wasn't great out here, but we used to... Every Saturday, practically, we'd catch the Willingdon bus, go to Kootenay Loop, go down Hastings, and do the loop around Woodward's.
Yeah, I forgot all about
that. Yeah, because Mom didn't drive, so that would be our outing on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But the buses were few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, as the buses grew, the freeway grew, the Lake Parkway, the noise...
Mm-hmm.
Is quite hot. Like, if you're in our top bedroom, it's noisy
mm-hmm.
out there constantly. It never. And sirens going to Burnaby Hospital, too. That grew over mm-hmm. the years.
Oh, about a first Christmas tree we had, we got on the site of the hospital, where the hospital
really?
Is now. It was just, a hill there.
Uh-huh.
So I cut our first Christmas tree down.
Oh, you just went and got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Wasn't much of a tree, but I mean.
Now.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, you didn't have to pay for it. It's a free. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, quite the changes, I guess, over a few decades.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wish you could spend a little time without doing this. But there's a lot of funny things. When we got the horse, you have to feed a horse. And I'd go out, we had the Model A, and I had a big tarp. And we went up to the boundary. They put a new... divider and boundary road, and was full of clover. So I go up and size the clover off and put it in the thing and bring it home, and there's a horse for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sized the people up here at 2 acres. Everybody around here loved to watch the horse because they're all farmers. And our horse would go out and get on its hind legs and do this kind of a thing. And I can't remember the name of the people up here now.
Oh, there was Caustics.
And what's the name of the other people?
Oh, I can't remember.
Anyway, they loved that horse. Anyway, we could tether the horse. We run the horse on my neighbor's property. It was cleaned off. But I could tether her in the property above because it had alfalfa from when they used mm-hmm. to graze there. And then I had permission. I sized that stuff off, and I put extensions on the end of the wheelbarrow. And brought it down mm-hmm. and used Smith Gander's barn for the hay. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So yeah, we were unique in the fact that we were still kind of living a country mm-hmm. life out here.
Mm-hmm.
And across Willingdon, you had this new suburbia
mm-hmm.
coming in, and
yeah.
Garden Village, award-winning subdivision. So we were quite a contrast in this little... Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't have had any of that if it hadn't been for Mom.
Yeah.
I come from White Rock. I wanted a house on a 30-foot lot with a boat. Maybe a rowboat, but a boat.
She wanted a horse.
But Danny, she just loved horses.
Very good.
And then when
she grew up with horses.
As we got older and they sold the back half, all the neighbors sold at the same time.
Yeah.
And so then this first part of Harkin went in and got developed. So, and then also Mom used to rent out rooms in this house to BCIT and vocational school students. Yeah. So you'd come home and you wouldn't have a room to sleep in. And that was her little, so it was Champion Boarding House was kind of well known down at vocational school. Mm-hmm. But then they pushed Harkin down and further houses went in. Mm-hmm. So it just got more and more developed over the years.
And I used to get calls at work, and I knew as soon as I got a call sometime, you know, maybe before lunch, I knew the horse was out.
So
the horse got out, tramped up some new grass up here, and I had to go and lift the stuff out and put the dirt in, and they got up into an orchard across from Old Orchard.
Yeah,
was eating apples out of the tree. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, we were living a bit different life.
It was great, yeah.
Say, very much a country life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were, you know.
Yeah, all... country life amongst people that didn't have a country life, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really true. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Well, thanks very much for sharing your memories of that time in Burnaby.
I wish I could have been more better memory and all that.
Oh, that was excellent. So thanks again very much.